This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
So this week we wanted to focus on apps that help you sleep. So the first app we wanted to talk about is called Bedtime, and if you have an iPhone running iOS 10, you already have a good sleep app built into your phone. So Bedtime is one of the features on the clock app alongside existing tools like Stopwatch, World Clock, and Timer. From the Bedtime screen of the clock app, you can set what time you want to go to bed and when you want to wake up. It shows you a visual of how long that is, which is a really nice feature. Your iPhone will send you a notification prior to your scheduled bedtime, so it'll tell you like you usually take 10 minutes to fall asleep, you should get into bed right now. Come in the morning, it will wake you with gentle music instead of your usual blaring alarm clock. Your sleep data will also get stored automatically into iOS 10's health app, which is a nice feature to have all of your pedometer functions as well as your sleep functions and your mindfulness functions all coalescing into one app. It's really nice because since it's already built into iOS 10, it has good compatibility with the phone and you're not going to be fighting it. You're not going to be fighting the interface of the app alongside the phone.
Now, if you don't have an iPhone or you're not a fan of the bedtime function, there's also an app called Sleep Cycle. Sleep Cycle takes the scientific approach to waking you up after a good night's rest. Using the iPhone's accelerometer to record your sleeping habits, the app uses sleep cycle theory and aims to wake you up at just the right time to ensure optimal rest. Users set a window of time, about a 30-minute stretch, instead of a traditional pinpoint alarm time. And when the app judges that your sleep movement is just right, it will ring the alarm to wake you up. In addition to the smart alarm, Sleep Cycle records your sleeping habits for tracking sleep quality over time. So what's nice is it also compiles all of this data into a graph, so you can kind of see how your sleep has been over the week. In addition, it kind of allows you to figure out what way is best for you to wake up, what way is best for you to fall asleep. That way, you get the best sleep that you can and you're ready to take on the day.
The final app that we wanted to talk about is not a sleep tracker, but it's a mindfulness and meditation app that really helps you improve your mental health and your sleep. So this app is called Calm. So it's a mindfulness and meditation app, and they have lots of different meditation guides, which is really nice because it works well for beginners in meditation as well as more advanced meditators. It has guides any length from 3 minutes to 25 minutes, and then it has an unguided meditation timer so that you can do it yourself, but you have a gentle timer there waiting to alert you when you're done. So they have different topics to these guided meditations, anywhere from calming anxiety to improving your self-esteem to calming your kids down. So it has a 10-minute daily unwind program that helps you just be calm and relax right before bedtime. And it has a really neat function that we haven't seen on any other apps called Sleep Stories. So it's bedtime stories for adults, which are really cute. So they're these sweet little bedtime stories that are just used to help your mind wander and help you relax right before you go to bed. So these three apps are really great for improving your mindfulness and your ability to get a good night's sleep, which is one of the three big functions in being more physically healthy and happy this summer. So be sure to check out apps that improve your workout, apps that improve your general nutrition, and apps that improve your sleep.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.